At this time, KWUR 90.3 FM begins another broadcast. KWUR is owned and operated by Washington University through a license granted to the Board of Trustees. KWUR operates at an assigned frequency of 90.3 MHz with an effective radiated power of 10 watts. Stay tuned to KWUR for the very finest in underground radio.
Winter, 2006. Three young journalists en route to a conference in Montego suffer a shipwreck. They awake on the shores of a mysterious isle deep in the Caribbean. Broadcasting from an abandoned Jamaican army base, the trio continues to unravel the secrets of newsworthy Ghost Island.
Hello.
Hey.
I'm David Reinstrom.
I'm David Brunel Bruttman.
And I'm Alex Judson.
Welcome to an extra spooky special Halloween episode.
You guys, it's Halloween.
It's Halloween. Not Halloween yet.
Yes!
It's not Halloween yet. It's on Wednesday.
Well, it's an early celebration of Halloween.
You're right. I just wanted to clarify that to our viewers.
That's true. But it's really close to Halloween. So, we have got today extra special Halloween spooky time content.
That's right.
This episode, guys, there will be ghosts. Extra spooky.
Aren't you excited? What other radio program can bring you spooky ghosts
on Halloween?
I know. It's unbelievable. Really, it is.
So,
completely.
Later in the program, watch for ghosts.
Spoiler alert, ghosts.
Ah, Halloween.
What are you guys going to be this year? I haven't really thought of my costume.
Oh.
Yet.
I was going to go as a palm tree, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was going to hollow out a palm tree and...
And then just kind of crawl inside.
Mm-hmm. I didn't really want to tell you guys what I was going to be.
Oh, is it a secret?
Well...
You're going to surprise us?
Maybe.
Okay, well, I guess I can wait.
I don't want to talk about it.
What are you going to be, Alex?
Yeah, what are you going to be?
I'm going to be naked.
I don't know if that's a costume.
Why not?
David.
Yes.
What do you have to play for us?
No, I'm just wondering how naked constitutes a costume.
Don't judge me. It's my birthday suit. I'm going to be a newborn baby.
I don't know about you, but I was born in seersucker. I came out of the womb looking like Tom Wolfe. A little white hat and everything.
Excellent.
I don't believe that.
That's my birthday suit.
I don't believe that for a moment.
Yeah. When I wear my birthday suit, it's like a size negative 12 little white suit.
No.
Did you bring that to the island?
No, that's not my costume either.
Oh, okay. Well,
when you guys see my costume, you'll be blown away.
Well, we'll spend the rest of the episode guessing what David Reinstrom's mysterious costume could possibly be.
Mysterious.
And if you listeners have any ideas, shoot us an email.
Mm-hmm.
At newsworthyghost@gmail.com.
We'll be reading.
Thank you, Alex.
You're welcome.
So yes, David, what do you have for us first thing?
I have Carnival 9.
This lovely Halloween morning.
Oh.
Well, sorry.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I understand. Well, I have Carnival 9 First Impression Part 2. It is
right.
Yeah, by Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. Carnival 9 is a, would you call it a rock concerto? Prog Rock Concerto?
I think it might be in that category, yeah.
For Moog synthesizer?
I would say it's in that category.
Well, I don't know if it's a concerto per se, but it's like a like an orchestral piece.
Correct.
By Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, one of my, you know, one of the progressive rock bands of the 70s. They were a super group, and they're very delightfully full of themselves. I believe one of them called their own group, like, we're a saber-rattling sort of band. They're very... rock god sort of Englishman.
They would.
But yeah.
ELP, you would.
Pretty much. So this is the first movement, second part of Carnival 9. Enjoy that.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head apart. Rest assured, you'll get your money's worth. With this show, it happened at our end. You gotta see the show. It's a dynamo. You gotta see the show. It's rock and roll.
And he dies.
That was Carnival 9, First Impression Part 2 off their album Brain Salad Surgery.
How about that synth, huh, guys?
Yeah.
Huh?
Wait.
Huh?
Synth, brain,
huh?
Brain Salad Surgery. Yes. The album art was done by H.R. Geiger. There's a certain amount of controversy over the actual original content of the album art because there were some, I believe it was, they originally had intended for Geiger to put some very phallic symbols on the
they would.
Well,
ELP,
on the album art.
It would not exactly be difficult for H.R. Geiger to hide phallic symbols in his work.
Well, but people caught on, and whoever was like the record, it was a Spinal Tap sort of thing where they're like, no, you can't do that.
In case you are not aware, H.R. Geiger is the artist who designed the alien from Aliens.
Go figure.
And also, I guess, Aliens.
Which is kind of spooky Halloween thing. So that kind of fits into with the theme for this week.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because this is our Halloween
We're just going
episode.
In circles.
It's true. And speaking of record executives saying, you can't do that, here is a song by the Bobs, which is another song by the Beatles.
About not doing that.
Really?
Yep.
What are we playing?
We're playing
an
acapella.
What did you put in?
Oh, this is a special surprise for you, Alex. See, this is two Beatles songs in one.
Oh, my gosh.
This has probably one of the most amazing transitions.
Oh, my gosh. I'm kind
ever.
Of excited.
Yeah,
should we just play it, or do you want to spoil
listen.
It for me?
Well, I just want to tell you that it's by this acapella group called the Bobs.
Yes.
And every single person in the band changed their last name to Bob.
Wait, are you serious?
Like legally.
Legally?
That's
I think
stupid.
It's like Randy
That's
Bob,
dedication.
Lisa Bob.
Billy Bob?
Wow.
Yeah, but so it's
That's
the Bobs.
Ridiculous. So anyway, yes, it is an acapella version of You Can't Do That. Watch for the change up.
All right.
Watch and learn, kids.
You're talking that way, they laugh in my face. So please listen to me if you wanna stay mine. I can't have my feelings, I go out of my mind. I'm gonna let you down. Because I told you before, no, you can't do that. I'm the one that won your love, but if it seems you're talking that way, they laugh in my face. Bow, 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 I'm gonna let you down.
Because I told you before, oh, you can't do that.
Was pretty funky.
Alex, what was the song that they that, went into in the middle?
I call it a little Within You, Without You, ladies and gentlemen.
Ding!
Ding, ding.
3 points.
Yay.
For Gryffindor. What? I don't know. So, yes, that was, once again, The Bobs with You Can't Do That.
Off of their album, what is that, Songs for Tomorrow Morning?
Off of Songs for Tomorrow Morning.
What about today?
Well, we played a song for what Tomorrow about Morning today.
But we didn't play a song yesterday for today. For
I think this calls for a little bit of sticks. Anybody?
What?
Oh,
sing
yeah.
Sing for the day. Sing for the moment. Sing for the rest of your life. Come for an hour. Stay for
David.
Life. Time.
Stay for the rest of your life.
You know what? The one thing that I did like about being deserted on a desert island was that there's no sticks. Okay, so
it was the one advantage.
Let's
and now you ruined it.
Yeah. So
oh, today is a good day.
you know why?
God, I haven't listened to that album in years, huh?
Do you know why it's a good day?
Why is it a good day?
Because it's Halloween.
Ooh, I almost forgot how spooky.
It's Halloween on Wednesday.
Sing for the day.
Come on.
Track 3 on Pieces of 8 by Styx.
Styx is scary.
I like
I mean,
some
not
Styx.
Even just the band. Like, you
that
know,
was an exaggeration.
The River Styx. That's Halloween-y.
Yeah, you know, death and
Halloween-y.
Stuff. Halloween-y. Ha ha. Wiener.
I mean, I don't know how Halloween-y it is because it's Greek. Halloween
hey,
is
guys.
A Celtic thing.
Guys, I got something to tell
it's
you.
Scary. Yes, Alex.
You're scary. And also, a butt.
That's not what you said.
Are you done? Are you done?
I'm done.
We're done.
A little of your time can mean a lot to a kid. Be a friend. Be a mentor. Just be there. To find out how, go to bigbrothersbigsisters.org. A public service message brought to you by Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and the Ad Council.
Very well done.
Thank you.
Thanks. I put on my best radio voice. Actually, I have a better one. That was just like the music.
Your Royce?
Yes.
Let's hear your best Royce.
No.
Talk about bagels.
No, I can't just turn it on.
Okay. The voice cannot be compelled.
That's why...
It comes naturally.
Right. Thank you. Yes.
There has to be a meditative period.
Ew.
Tonight.
There's a hair on my...
Five of the best voiceover artists in the entire industry are going to be in one car. Mine.
Yeah, look this up.
It's kind of cool.
Five guys in a limo.
Five Guys in a Limo is the name
Don
of the...
Yeah, LaFontaine.
Yes,
the
Five Guys in
known,
a Limo.
The man who is known
Look it up
the,
on YouTube.
In the movie trailer and television spot industry as Ol' Thunderthroat.
You know what I'm talking about. He's that guy. In a world.
That guy also.
He's the guy who says, in a world, in that voice.
That's his shtick. I mean, he's so good, he's
the
become cliche.
The man with that voice... That sounds like he's been smoking cigarettes since the age of 5. Everything he says is really hardcore.
So...
I wonder if there are any ghost directors floating around here that might have ghostly trailers for movies they never made.
I don't know. We'll have to investigate.
Indeed.
Because it's Halloween. So there are ghosts! Ooh, spooky. And remember, listeners... We will have actual ghosts for Halloween here in the studio. David, don't panic! Don't panic, David!
I need a paper bag to breathe into.
No, come on. Breathe in. It's okay. But there's still going to be ghosts! Watch out for that.
Listen if you dare.
In the meantime, while we wait for these terrible visitors from the other side, what music are we gonna play?
Warren Zevon, he's dead. That's ghosty.
Yes.
Is it Werewolves of London? That would be appropriate.
It is not, in fact, Werewolves of London. It is a song about Warren Zevon feeling bad for himself.
That would be appropriate, though.
I know. It would be. I don't know why you wouldn't... Oh, well, that's okay. I mean, I'm forgiving.
To Warren Zevon.
To Warren Zevon.
Okay, so Warren Zevon with Poor Pitiful Me.
Oh.
Poor, poor, pitiful Warren.
If I ever lose my hands, lose my plow, lose my land. Oh, if I ever lose my hands away, I won't have to work no more. And if I ever lose my eyes, if my colors all run dry, yes, if I ever lose my eyes away, I won't have to cry no more. Yes, I'm being followed by a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow. Leaping and hopping on a moon shadow, moon shadow, moon shadow. And if I ever lose my legs, I won't moan and I won't beg.
Oh, if I ever lose my legs, oh, I won't have to walk no more. And if I ever lose my mouth, all my teeth, north and south, yes, if I ever lose my mouth, oh, I won't have to talk. Did it take long to find me? I asked the faithful light. Oh, did it take long to find me? And are you gonna stay the night?
I'm being followed by a moon shadow.
Moon shadow, moon shadow.
Leaping and hopping on a moon shadow.
Moon shadow.
Oh, Cat Stevens.
And that, yes, was Cat Stevens with Moonshadow.
Yeah, remember the time we played that LaBelle song?
If you'll recall, we played a LaBelle cover of that recently.
Do
Which
I remember
was
that?
Better? Yeah, it was the funk one.
Compare.
Oh,
Go.
Yeah, I remember now. Oh, Cat Stevens.
So,
you're so acoustic.
It's true. If you can come up with you know, which one you like better, tell us. Send us an email. Visit our website, newsworthyghost.wordpress.com. Send us, as Alex already told you, an email, newsworthyghost@gmail.com.
Yes. And just a reminder, you are listening to KWUR 90.3 FM Clayton. You can also listen online at www.kwur.com.
That's a lot of W's.
That is.
But
that's
not too
so
many for you to remember.
Many
W's. American slash
yeah, I don't see any W's outside the URL.
There are so many. There are so many W's in here.
We already said that.
I was just saying
anyway, for those of you who have just joined us, you are listening to the Newsworthy Ghost Island Halloween program.
Halloween.
Ghosty zombies.
Ooh. So, David, let's play Guess David Reinstrom's Halloween Costume. Go.
Okay, pencil.
A fork.
Okay, a spoon.
Spider-Man.
Big toe.
Optimus Prime.
Close.
Close. Okay, Optimus Prime is close.
The Megazord.
A coconut. No, Megazord.
No.
That's a good one.
No.
A truck. A giant hairy truck.
The big O.
A basketball.
Okay. Close.
Okay.
Wait, basketball.
Optimus Prime and a basketball are close. You're a transformer, and you transform
into a basketball.
Okay, a dolphin.
No.
Two dolphins.
No.
Is it cheese?
Actually, go back to the transformer that turns into a basketball, because that's closer.
Okay,
closer than I thought it was.
All right, I think we're out of time for this segment.
Are you a Beetleborg?
No.
Are you the Borg?
No. I'll tell you, though, I'm very sly. Like this next song, which goes out to my friend Hillary, who really likes the band The Cat Empire.
Okay. Well, we'll resume this game
this
later
song is called
in the spooky
sly.
Show.
Yes.
We'll keep brainstorming.
In the meantime, Sly.
Sly.
By
The Cat Empire. They are Australian. And I believe this album is called Two Shoes. Anyway, Sly. Enjoy it, Hillary.
With crazy hair was a metaphor for festival time. And this woman is a goddess of that festival shrine. Met her while a jam in that garden of sorts. I must confess, God bless, some impure thoughts.
Show us the money!
Was the call of the night. But no money could afford even a piece of the fried their mind. I've been a sea of people I don't know, because all I could see was that this woman, she glows. So why? It's a place.
pleasure to meet ya. You look like one incredible creature. Wanna treat ya fine, let's dance and grind. Get so funk inflicted, it's a crime. You're divine, you're sublime, and well, you blow my mind, hey. The sex coffee theme, but she tastes like vanilla. Well, why she ignite when we hit the floor? Like the room on a super commodore. Now if it makes a good story, well, it's just worthwhile. We first start dealing stories in a sprinkler style. It's all sly. Aye, it's a pleasure to meet ya. You look like one incredible creature. Wanna treat ya fine. Let's dance and grind. Get so funky, inflicted, it's a grind.
That was Trio Mokato.
Woo, Trio Mokato!
With Mokato Beat.
That song made my shoulder do this.
That was a shouldery wiggle.
Let's say that's a gyration, perhaps.
Yes, for you listeners out there, I gyrated.
I'm doing it too.
Shoulder.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah.
And good before
job,
that,
David. Yeah.
Thank you.
Before that, you were listening to Sly by the Cat Empire.
Whee! All right.
From Australia. Thank you, David.
You're welcome. And now,
West Australian
the moment you've all been waiting for.
On this extra special, extra spooky Halloween extravaganza. The newsworthy Ghost Island. Halloween ghost-related ghost special with ghosts.
Bum, 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 bum.
And here they are.
Oh, my goodness. They're horrific.
They're coming into the studio.
Watch who you call horrific, small, white, pasty boy.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
What kind of haberdashery is this?
Oh, a request came through, you guys.
Guys, meet the ghosts of Thomas Alva Edison and Nikola Tesla.
Hello, I am Nikola Tesla.
And I'm...
Welcome. Wow.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Hi.
And I'm Thomas Edison.
You guys did stuff with electricity.
The greatest inventor in the world.
The greatest inventors in the world.
Oh, Tesla. Tesla, Tesla, Tesla. I believe we already solved who was the greatest inventor in the world.
How?
Well, it was a long, long time ago.
It was indeed.
Why don't we tell you the story?
Oh, great. A Halloween ghost story.
Those are the best kinds of stories.
Yeah.
Yes, it was I believe, 1906, as I recall.
Today we join Thomas Edison and Nikola Tesla playing a rousing game of 10-card finger jimmy.
Edison, I see your 3 jack finger salmon and raise you 20 tiddly pockets.
A shrewd move, Tesla. But try this on for size, why don't you?
A crowd of aces, you're cheating.
Cheating, am I? Horse feathers and applesauce. Like diddly pickles, I'm cheating.
I accuse you. It is you that I accuse, Edison, of the cheatings.
Very well, Tesla. There's clearly only one way to settle this.
An obstacle race?
That's a good idea. But no! Even better, a race to the moon!
And so began the Great Moon Race of 1906. The two great inventors set to work.
I can adapt the Tesla coil to make my rocket.
And I can adapt the phonograph to make my rocket.
Until finally, they were both finished. On a foggy morning in November, the two met on the field of battle. The Menlo Park, New Jersey, Junior Pee Wee Baseball Diamond.
So,
I see you finished your rocket.
And I see you finished yours.
My rocket runs on alternating current. AC. What does your rocket run on?
My rocket runs on direct current. DC.
Well, I guess we'll see which one is better when I get to the moon first.
Poppycock, Tesla. When my direct current rocket reaches the moon first, everyone will see that my current is superior.
Well, why don't you put your rocket where your mouth is?
Well, let me just put on my leather aviator helmet and goggles, and I'll be all set to climb into this rocket and beat you to the moon, Tesla.
Very well. I'm going to put on this baseball cap and this belt, and I'll beat you to the moon. Into the cockpit I go.
And thus, the countdown began.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Lift off!
And so our heroes blasted off to the moon. Everything was going well, until...
Hey, Edison!
Tesla? What are you doing outside of your rocket?
Hey, what does it look like I am doing? I am throwing rocks at you!
Oh, so that's the way you want to play it, is it? Well, take this!
What? You are throwing wax cylinders at me?
That's right. I have enough wax cylinders stored away in this rocket to record 20 minutes of music!
Good God, he has like 200.
Oh no! My phonographic engine is misaligned!
You have hit my Tesla coil right in the nubbin!
We're in a death spiral straight for the moon's lunar surface!
Me also in addition as well! Are you okay, Edison?
Yes, I think I'm fine, thank you.
Good.
No!
Also, I win!
What? No, you didn't!
Yes, I did. I crashed first.
I clearly won this moon race. Well, there's only one way to solve this.
I agree. An obstacle race.
Well, I was thinking more along the lines of a return race back to the Earth.
That also works. Let me start up my superior engine. Ha!
My superior engine will certainly start up.
Let's see it.
Damn. Ha. Well, it seems we're both grounded, stranded forever on this lifeless rock of a moon.
You know, I wonder why I can breathe out here.
Wait, Tesla, do you hear that strange noise?
A thrumming noise in background?
Yes. It sounds like a cat being electrocuted.
It would to you, a stodgy old cat torturer.
Wait, look. Over that ridge. It's Moonman!
Moonman! Welcome to the moon.
Moonman.
We're the Moonman. What are you doing on the moon?
They don't seem outright threatening, Tesla.
Moonman.
True. But I don't trust them.
All new visitors to the moon must do obstacle race.
Yes! I like these moon men now. What is an obstacle race?
You gotta run across the moon.
What happens if Tesla loses?
Hey!
Moonman gonna crush you with moon rocks.
Moonman!
Wait. What happens if I win?
Then we crush with moon rocks.
Moonman.
Now wait a second. You're saying if we win the race, you'll crush us with moon rocks, and if we lose the race, you'll crush us with moon rocks?
I'm gonna crush you with moon rocks!
Our heroes share a look of sheer terror.
There's got to be some way to evade these moon men, Tesla.
Edison, I hate to admit it, but maybe it's time to work together.
I agree, Tesla. Let's look at the parts that we've got from our two crashed rockets. I have my DC-powered phonograph.
And I have my AC-powered Tesla coil.
We can link this,
yes.
Switch over here to this line.
Run that through there, yes.
Yes, and that will go through the circuit breaker here.
I like that, yes.
From yours.
Okay. Let's connect your DC phonograph here.
To your AC Tesla coil.
What? AC-DC!
Moonman, run away!
Moonman!
It's working!
Yes! Hey, look what's left over!
Why, our Moonman device is actually a new rocket!
Awesome!
We can travel back to Earth together!
Unity! Let's go, friend!
Shake on it? Tesla, you old dog! Always watch out for the hand buzzer!
And so our inventors rocketed back to Earth, where they settled their feud by lighting an elephant on fire. And thus, the great moon race of 1906 concluded in a tie. The end.
Whoa.
You know what I have to say, Edison?
Yes, Tesla.
I think we both won that day.
In hindsight, I'm going to have to agree with you.
Oh.
Perhaps, Tesla, we can reconcile our differences.
I think we're both great inventors.
Aww. Oh, that's great, so you guys. That's teamwork.
They're hugging.
All
oh,
right.
Wait, but they're no, they're trying to hug, but they keep going through
not
each other.
Really,
it's, no, it's not. Re- oh,
well, that's kind of weird.
Yes,
that.
Just thank you, Tesla.
Well, thank you, journalists, for helping us relive that experience.
No, no, thank you for joining us here on Newsworthy Ghost Island for our Halloween episode. We're so thrilled to have
actual ghosts,
ghosts.
Oh, there's
on
Halloween.
The island. Yeah, yeah, you made this a very special occasion for all of our listeners and for me, speaking just for myself. I feel all fuzzy inside.
I do too.
So. Come on, Edison. Let's get out of here.
Let's go off into the ether.
After you.
To invent anew.
Mm. Wow.
Goodbye, journalists.
Okay, come back soon.
Goodbye, ghosts.
Goodbye,
guys.
Bye. Oh, that was fun. I mean, spooky.
Spooky.
That was scary.
I was frightened.
Ooh,
I mean, if there's one ghost that I don't want to get tangled up with, it's the ghost of Thomas Edison.
It's true. He might electrocute you like an elephant.
Don't say that. He's probably listening.
That's just an old wives' tale. I don't believe that. Although in this case, it probably could be true. Okay.
Okay. For the next 10 seconds, we're all going to be as scary as possible.
Actually, for the next 10 seconds, why don't we listen to a little announcement from Alex?
Fine.
I do indeed have another little announcement for you. A healthy diet and regular physical activity can decrease your weight and improve your health. Learn more at smallstep.gov. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station. Right. That was good times. That was good times. Oh, wait. We're going to be scary now? I tried to speak in parcel tongue and
David, you sound like a zergling.
Oh.
You sound like a zergling from StarCraft.
Sweet.
So
things that are unlike zerglings. Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Excellent.
What? As in like Come on Eileen?
They had other songs.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Off their
really?
Album, The Celtic Soul Brothers. I think or I
they
think
would.
I think it's The Celtic Soul Brothers is the name of the album. Anyway, this song is called Jackie Wilson Said, and then there's a parenthetical, and I don't remember what the whole parenthesis is. But we'll tell you
awesome.
When we come back. But yeah, Jackie Wilson. Let it all come down.
And the Zydeco High Rollers with Don't Tell Your Mama, Don't Tell Your Papa.
I won't. I promise, Bo.
So.
And before that was Jackie Wilson said, I'm in Heaven When You Smile off Dexy's Midnight Runners. What is the album?
Two Rye A, I'm going to say.
Yeah, they only, for some reason, they only had the one single, though.
Two Rye Lou.
Come on, Eileen.
Yeah, that's the one.
Which is what Alex was excerpting.
I didn't
realize they had any other songs in existence.
I don't know if I've heard that.
I'll take
your word for it.
What, Come On Eileen?
Yeah.
Come on, Eileen. At this moment,
you mean everything.
You and that dress are my thoughts, I confess.
It does not ring a bell.
Are you for real? You've never heard that song. Where have you been living? On a desert island all your life?
It has the same electric violin sort of sound. And the
electric violin.
No, isn't that an electric violin?
I mean, it's got to be.
Yeah.
What else would it be?
It's very 80s. No wonder you haven't heard it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, David just shriveled
like
up.
That's even scarier than Halloween. Speaking of Halloween, 80s. David, we're running out of time here.
We got to guess.
We're down to the wire.
Is.
All right.
We're going to have to guess what your costume is.
Okay, a couple more guesses.
The closest thing we've got, start the clock. The closest thing we've got is it's
a basketball.
It's a basket. It's close to a basketball and Optimus Prime. Okay.
So.
Okay. Is it? And it's not a basketball that turns into Optimus Prime.
Right, but very close.
Okay.
Close.
Is it a basketball player?
No.
Is it a?
A basketball. Like a referee.
I can taste how close
you
are.
Ooh, okay. Team manager.
No.
Inventor.
What? Inventor.
Inventor.
Is it the inventor of basketball?
Yes. I am, in fact, dressing as James Naismith, who transforms into a basketball.
Oh, my goodness. David.
Where did you come up with that?
That is an amazing costume. Yes, how did you come up?
See, I just guessed inventor because of the guests we had in the studio earlier.
Yeah,
see, we're so meta.
It was a tip-off.
We're so meta.
It was a tip-off. It was like a...
Oh, you planned that.
No, I didn't. No.
Yes.
I was inspired. I was sitting out one night watching the stars. And a coconut fell right between my knees, and I thought of basketball. And then I thought of James Naismith, who invented basketball.
Excellent.
How long ago was this?
I think it was like 1887 he invented. I don't remember.
I think she meant that.
You developed the costume. A couple of weeks ago.
I mean, okay. I was just wondering, like, how early you had been planning this.
And using abandoned experimental organs and bits of burned plastron and little bits of rubber gum from the trees, I invented a suit that transforms from James Naismith into a basketball that covers my midsection.
How'd you make James Naismith?
Well, I mean, that's just a suit with a James Naismith mask.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Course. Yeah, no, that's good.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah,
I got to get going on my costume.
I want to change mine.
Okay,
I'm going to be a palm tree, but I'm going to have a basketball hoop now.
All right.
We can go together.
That's awesome.
But what about me?
What were you going to make, Alex?
Naked.
Oh.
Yeah, I think our readers...
You can be a Laker girl.
I think our readers are going to have to send in some emails. Our listeners.
You guys got to help me with my costume.
Are going to have to send in some emails to Newsworthy Ghost.
You can have little pom-poms made out of anemones.
At gmail.com.
I said it right, didn't I? Anemones?
To figure out what basketball history-themed costume Alex can go
instead of going around in the nudie pants.
This Wednesday.
Like a creeper.
Hey, I want an even tan, okay? What is so wrong with that?
It's Halloween. It's dark and brooding.
For I mean, at night. Tropical island.
So?
Oh, man, I'm excited, though. We're going to go trick-or-treating. We're going to visit the gnomes and the dinosaurs and
the gnomes
everybody.
Yeah, they. I bet they make candy.
Yeah,
right?
They're gnomes.
They make the chocolate. That's...
Wait, no, that's elves. No, wait. Elves make toys.
No, elves make baked goods.
They do. Okay, so they make candy, but they're still not gnomes.
Mm. But, well, I bet the gnomes have lots of delicious nuts and nougat for us to consume.
I bet they do. So, we are out of time on this very special Halloween episode.
Yes, we are indeed.
That sure was fun. I wish every day was Halloween day.
As do I.
Then we could always have ghosts in the studio.
Yes. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
If we had ghosts in here all the time.
I know.
Oh, man.
That'd be so cool.
We could explore that as a,
like
know, a, as a conceit.
Yeah, it could be like a theme.
I guess.
So we're going to conclude today.
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
With Badly Drawn Boy.
Okay.
Which I believe we all approve of and appreciate.
I don't know them, but, you know, I'm pretty easygoing.
All right. Well, Badly Drawn Boy, everybody's stalking. I'm
creepy.
David Brunell Bruttman.
I'm David Reinstrom.
And I'm Alex Jensen.
Have an excellent week.
Have a good Halloween, guys.
And a basketball. I'm gonna follow you around.
spiraling into death spiral. Our rockets fused into one during the crash.
Are you okay, Edison?
I'm fine. We just crashed into a planet. What the f*** are you thinking?
What if we refuse to run the race?
Shared look of terror.
The narrator.
The Moonman, Moonman, Moonman,
Moonman,
Moonman, Moonman, Moonman, Moonman,
Moonman,
Moonman, Moonman, Moonman, Moonman.
Perfect.
Just a spoonful of sugar, have some medicine go down. Oh, medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in the most delightful way.